I say something funny? Jorge asked. The words are different in Argentina and Catalan. Do not worry, Mr. Messi. You'll learn as time goes by. The city of Barcelona was huge and beautiful compared to Rosario, with buildings that reached up into the sky. Leo watched the skyline flash by, and Jorge watched Leo. Finally, Jorge said, I miss them already. Me too, Leo said, his eyes glued to the scenery. Are you going to be able to handle this? Alone in Barcelona?
I won't be alone, Papa. I'll have you, and I'll have the team.
Jorge smiled, satisfied. That was one thing about Leo. He always managed. He wrapped an arm around his son, and Leo leaned against him as he always did, and closed his eyes. Before he dozed off, Leo thought about his dear hometown of Rosario and how he got to Barcelona. Chapter 1. First ball and first touches. The Messi family gathered around their old kitchen table in Rosario, talking excitedly. Celia had put their fancy linen tablecloth on. There was a big homemade birthday cake in the middle, with four candles on it. Today, Lionel Messi was 4 years old, but he was nowhere to be seen. He hid behind Matias and Rodrigo, his older brothers, embarrassed, as they all sang a birthday song to celebrate him. Leo did not like all the attention, but if he did not show his face soon, he knew he would not get any cake or his present. When it came time to blow out the candles, Rodrigo looked down at his baby brother and grinned, then shoved him forward. Go on, make a wish, Leo, he said. Leo started to speak, and Matias covered his mouth. Not out loud, or it won't come true. Leo looked up at his older brother and nodded, then squeezed his eyes tight and made his wish, moving his lips. Jorge grinned. That is when Grandma Celia walked into the room. When Leo finished, he opened his eyes and lit up when he saw his grandma. She was hiding his birthday present behind her back. First, she brought out one of her hands, and it was empty. Then the other, and Leo immediately saw what she was holding. Is this what you wished for, Leo? She asked.
Yes!
Leo shouted with excitement as Grandma Celia tossed him a brand new soccer ball. How did she know? It was perfect. Size 5 with blue pentagons. The classic ball. Blue was his favorite color. Everyone in the family knew that. He tucked the ball under his arm and started to dart off toward the door to play in the streets. But Matias grabbed him by the collar and yanked him back. Whoa, Tiger! You can play later. Let's have some cake. Leo looked up at his big brother and nodded as everyone around him laughed. He laughed too as his mom cheerfully cut the cake into big squares and passed the first piece to Leo. For the birthday boy, she said. Leo took the slice and munched it hungrily. It was sweet, with raspberry and vanilla, just the way he liked it. Later, Matias and Rodrigo went outside to play a game with their cousins. Leo stayed in the house. He rushed into the bedroom and peered out from under a shade at the street where his cousins and brothers played a pickup game of soccer. The potrero, the word for street in Rosario, was hot and dusty. Leo watched the boys intently, but was too shy to join them. He was much smaller than the others, and figured as long as he was not among them, he could not be trampled.
Go on, Leo,
a voice said from the doorway. Leo, who was lying on the bed, flipped around as Grandma Celia stepped into the small room.
Go out in the potrero and play with the other boys, Leo, his grandma said. Don't stay cooped up in your room. You need the sun. It will help you grow.
With that, she took his wrist and pulled him to his feet.
Come, give your cousin some grief. Show them that you're better than those amateurs, said Grandma Celia. And you can be my coach, Leo said.
Grandma Celia chuckled as Leo snatched up his new blue ball, kissed her on the cheek, and ran out. Alone in the room, Celia scanned the walls where she had helped Leo tack pictures over his bed of the great Argentinian soccer hero, Maradona, and one of the best players of all time. In the Messi family, and through